It's time again for Become Unstoppable with Andre Nell, and he's joining us again from China today here on E-Radio. And of course, Andre is a mindset coach, who is going to absolutely help you change your life. Andre, how was that for a save there, hey? How are you doing?
That is quite an introduction, man. I'm feeling very happy right now. Just because of that beautiful introduction, yeah. Mindset coach, transformation coach, life coach, yeah, it's all there.
Absolutely. So how's it going your side? Are you well? Is the sun shining in China? What's happening?
Yeah, it's a beautiful sunny day. I had some coffee outside at a coffee shop with my wife today.
Nice.
I've been doing a ton of packing.
Oh, yeah.
Each have three pretty large suitcases full of stuff and two little boxes that we're sending home as well. And we've donated a lot of stuff already, you know, given stuff away. And it feels like it's never ending, yet it's coming to an end, you know?
Mm. So the packing, it sounds quite hectic, eh? There must be a lot of packing going on and sorting. It's like you're packing up like 4 years of stuff.
Yeah, and what adds to it is like all the memories and the souvenirs, because it's not like just moving from like East London to Meisner. You could go back to East London easily, but for like moving from China back to South Africa, it's like Chinese souvenirs from our travels in Asia and to Europe. We still plan on traveling, but we got to fit all of those things in, you know. We've taken a few days off to do it, but it's given us like a real sense of appreciation and deep gratitude for the life we've had so far. Somebody asked me the other day, is it bittersweet? And I just said it was sweet. Like, it's just, I'm very appreciative of every single thing that's happened to me, like the growth I've experienced and my marriage and my wife's growth and just how my perspective has been opened. I'm so grateful, but there's no bitterness, you know? It's like, I know it's time to move on. So there's not like, I wish I could stay longer kind of bittersweet moment. It's just sweet. I'm just happy.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So we will see you here when next month, eh?
Yeah. 4th of June.
Wow.
And I've made a lot of cool mindset coaching shirts. So if anybody who's listening sees a guy in a coaching shirt, it might be me, you know? Maybe someone else has those shirts too, but I think it's just me. So if you see a guy walking with a huge QR code on a black t-shirt, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
And that's you finally in South Africa.
I'm pushing the boundaries a bit on social norms when it comes to the size of QR codes and stuff on t-shirts. Not in any like bad way. I'm just seeing what's weird and what's not, you know.
But that's good. That's good. Why not?
Exactly, why not? We've actually used that question, why not, my wife and I, for a lot of the big decisions we've made, actually. I've learned the value of making decisions recently in the last few weeks. You know, sometimes we put off so many things, you know, where we were thinking about what day should we leave China. So we thought, let's pick a date, just a random date that comes to us, and then ask ourselves, why not? And if we can't think of a good reason why not, well, I guess then that's the date. And that's how we chose the date we're going to leave China. We've done it for a few other things. Let's put this in that suitcase and why not, you know? If it ends up not fitting, then we just change it. So, yeah, the habit of making a decision quickly and decisively, not changing your mind until it's absolutely, absolutely 100% necessary, I think is a good habit and a good skill that we've built over the last few weeks before.
Oh, that's great. I love the way you're approaching it, Andre. I think that's a brilliant way to approach it.
Yeah, you know, why not? It sure beats indecision. I think indecision. Because then you've got like all of these like roads that you could take forward, all of these paths. And that could just be overwhelming, you know, if you choose a road. You know, the beautiful thing about life is you can always change your path. You can always change your mind. My mom used to say, or she still probably says it, what good is a mind if you can't change it? And that's probably absolutely true.
I love it.
You know, you pick a road, you go on that road, and if you change your mind, hopefully you have a very good reason for it, and it's not just like doubt or something. And then you pick a new road, you know. It's not like there's going to be a dead end or you're just going to be stuck forever. So why not? Make a decision and follow through. Yeah.
What good is a mind if you can't change it? I love it. I'm saving that in my memory bank to use. I like it. It's very nice.
Shout out to mom.
Well done, Andres, mom. Very nice. That's so nice. Are you? You must be so excited to see your mom and your dad again and your family and friends.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And this time, you know, it's not going to be a rush. Going back home last year, it was, let's do stuff because we're going to leave. But now it's, we'll still do stuff, of course, but now it's going to be forever or at least indefinitely for a longer time. She's over the moon happy. She told me on Mother's Day, when I wished her a happy Mother's Day, she said, the fact that you're coming home is present enough for me. Like, that's the biggest.
That's so sweet.
Sweet. She's kind, smart. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Oh, that's nice. Andre's mom. Would be nice to meet Andre's mom.
we should do a co-host sometime, I think.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We can. So now we jump to the WhatsApp line and quickly look at some feedback. Of course, our listeners can send in weekly comments on the eRadio WhatsApp line, which is 061-253-0670. And one listener was asking recently, Andre, if you also do life or mindset coaching for children. If children can see you.
So the first kind of prerequisite for that would be, it would have to be a child kind of over 10 years old. You know, children are very susceptible to experiences. They're still in that stage before 10 years old where they're like forming their beliefs. They're very easily influenced by outside forces. So just for safety, it would be probably a child over 10. I haven't coached a child yet. However, you know, when I was doing my training and, you know, my trainer was speaking about all these things, coaching children is something that came up as a definite possibility. And in fact, I don't have kids, so I can't speak for myself, but him and other coaches use a lot of the techniques and kind of strategies for success, the kind of beliefs that you want your child to grow up with. They use it on their own kids to magnificent effect. I mean, if you can't, obviously, some of the material has to be adapted because you can't just be boring with kids. You know, you got to make it fun and exciting. Luckily, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher, so I can do that. And if you can teach your child to grow up with such a success, like a champion, unstoppable mindset, where, you know, you can help them to let go of any doubt that they might have, or if they're dealing with some yucky emotions, you know, that, of course, there's always going to be space for negativity, you know, it's going to be a part of life. But if we can teach our children to overcome those and how to deal with it, how to let go of it, how to learn from it, so that they become more empowered, I think that's if it's something that you're considering for your child, I think I would love to have whoever this person is asking, I'd love to have a conversation about it, because it could be so beneficial. And for sure, one day with my kids, I'm going to be teaching them a lot of the stuff I've learned. You know, you don't have to do the deep kind of therapies and stuff necessarily, but just teaching them things about how they work, you know, it's very useful for anybody to understand exactly how everything works internally so that they can create the life that they want. And just imagine if you were empowered at 10 years old instead of, well, I'm 25, so am I 25? 26, I'm 26. At 26 years old, like there's a big difference, you know, there's a lot of room for opportunity. So I'd love to have a conversation with this person about it, because it's a definite possibility.
Hold on, Andre. Did you just say you're 26?
Yeah. Well, jeez. I was born in 97. So, yeah, the math tracks in December.
I can't believe it. I thought you were older. Wow, you're doing so well for 26. My goodness.
Listen, man, if I shave my facial hair, I would have to show ID everywhere. I look like a baby face. Yeah.
Good genes. That's fantastic. Jeez, I can't believe that means I'm like 9 years older than you.
Yeah, that's wisdom right there. You got some more wisdom in life experience.
Well, I'm only entering the 31st year now, because yesterday was my 31st birthday on Mother's Day. Can you believe it? So we had like a double celebration.
You didn't tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell people all the time that it's my birthday. That feels weird.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks,
I hope,
man.
Everybody listening right now sends a message in the WhatsApp line wishing you a happy birthday.
Belated. Yeah, but also thank you on the WhatsApp line. Also, we had a repeat question. How much do you charge per session? I think Andre explained it quite well last week that he does not charge per session, but you actually pay for sessions in advance. So I think the listeners should just go and listen. What do you think, Andre? Just go listen to that episode again, because he explained it very beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. There's definitely, listen to it again. See why I don't charge per session, because that's probably also important for people to know.
Yeah.
It's
going to make perfect sense when you find out why. It makes a lot of sense, but you must go listen to the older one.
So I have some questions for you today.
I believe so. Now I'm nervous.
Are you kicking your pen or tapping your feet?
I'm actually rolling my pen in my hand, if you must know.
Or not, I ask questions for a living, so I think I think this will be good.
Yeah.
So, you told me off air that you had quite a busy day, and I'm guessing that means you've had a busy week. But I like to start my coaching sessions off with some gratitude, so I want to ask you, and we can kind of go back and forth on this, what are you grateful for that's happened in the past week or month or day, and why?
How many things should I list?
Tell me one thing, tell me why, and then we can build from there.
Okay. I think the main thing is when you see people around you and all the things they're dealing with, I think the main thing is gratitude actually for, reaching my age, getting to 35, because you see so many people dying young in car accidents, or they get cancer or whatever, so they never make it to this age, which is really sad. Even though it's still a young age, it's just you're grateful for reaching it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah,
I think with my birthday now, I that was the major thing that I'm grateful for. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I think we all need to be grateful that, we wake up every day with breath in our lungs, the ability to act, think, do, choose, that we can still walk and talk and, live a life. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and being healthy. The second thing I would say is doing what I love for a job, because so many people do things that they don't love just to pay the bills at the end of the month. And I think that's soul-destroying eventually if you're doing something that you don't enjoy and you're doing it for just for the salary, just to pay the bills, just to pay the rent. I think that's not good. You must enjoy what you're doing, because you're spending so much time every day at work. So if you don't enjoy it, it will definitely destroy you eventually, the stress and all that stuff, and the unhappiness. What do you say?
Yeah, you'll just feel unfulfilled.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, we carry on in jobs we don't like because of money. Money is very important. But at the end of the day, money should be your servant, right? Your tool. If you're only working for money, that means money is your master and you are the servant, but it should be the other way around, because everything that you ever want exists. Every single job that you could ever think of probably exists somewhere. So, if you make the decision to change and you persistently go in the direction that you want, like you made the decision to change, to find the job, to create the job, because you literally created your radio station, just the level of happiness and fulfillment, it's just monumental, because even some of the world's wealthiest people, they've got all the money in the world, but if the fulfillment's not there, it's going to be at the end of your life, there might be some regret, which is pretty sad.
Yeah, that's so what you don't want. You don't want regret.
For your job, tell me like two or three specific things that you do that you just love.
Okay, I think number one is the music. Obviously, work with music a lot, and music is life. And music is so good, and you know, when you're having like a bad day, and you just listen to some of your favorite songs, or even discovering new music can be nice, or listening to songs you haven't heard in ages from like the 70s or even, you know, the 60s or whatever. And then I think secondly, the people, you know, how you talk to people and you meet nice and interesting people like yourself. I think that's the other thing, you know, just talking to people and gaining knowledge. That's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, music. And it's the connections as well, you know.
Yeah.
You make connections with people, and that's obviously important for you. I think that's why gratitude is powerful, because by thinking about what you're grateful for, you can immediately, you can tell, you know, music is a big part of your life. So in times where your feelings are a bit, you know, negative, what can you turn to? You can turn to music.
Exactly.
In times where you might feel negative again, what can you turn to? You can turn to the connections that you've made. You know, that's something that's important in your life. And when you're down the wrong path, you can think about what you've been grateful for and realize, hang on, if I want to feel better, if I want to feel happy, I can just steer my life in the direction of the things that have made me grateful in the past.
Mm.
Like music, connections, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I think that would be the main things, you know. Just it's a nice excuse to meet new people, you know.
What, the radio work?
Yeah. It's just, you know, otherwise how would you, I would definitely not, being an introvert, I would definitely not go up to people or whatever and say, you know, just talk randomly. But now I've got an excuse to talk to them randomly. And I mean, I would never probably, our paths probably also wouldn't cross if I didn't do this, because I don't just reach out to random people and start discussions, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be like weird.
I mean, you know, creating your own radio station and hosting podcasts and doing what you do could have been your way of, you know, your mind must have known at some point that connections are important to you. You must have known subconsciously.
Yeah.
And this is probably your way, creating an opportunity to experience that while still being comfortable and happy.
Oh, that's such a nice way of summarizing it, Andre. I like it. And it's true. Very nice.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tell me, let's flip this a bit. In the last month, what has happened that has really challenged you? I'd like you to be specific as possible. As specific as possible.
That has really challenged me. Like in professional or personal or both?
Anything that like that jumps at you.
I think in recent months that has really challenged me is people and the way that you see them, and then finding out that they definitely not what you expected them to be, the way they you know, kind of not market themselves, but the way they display themselves to the world, and then you find out that they're just completely different. And I think that disappointment that comes with it is major. I think that's a thing for me, and so obviously that has created another trust problem for me, trusting people, because looks are so very deceiving. Hey,
yeah, that's true. We've spoken, I think, a few episodes ago of like coaches who claim to be good coaches and that they can help you, but you know, we've got to be wary of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just a wolf in sheep's clothing, basically. Yeah. You have all these people going around, you know, but and they're awesome, but then you get to know them or get a bit closer, get to know them on a more personal level. And also, when it gets to business, people can be absolutely ruthless when it comes to business. You know, you're like, oh, no, I thought we had a bit of a relationship going, you know. I thought we were friends. And then you're like, bam, no, it's business.
Why do you think that bothers you so much? I mean, the people aren't who they say they are.
Why does it bother me so much?
they bother you?
I think it's because I gave them a chance, you know, and I let them into my circle of trust. And now they're not who they say they are, because I am who I say I am. So I kind of expected the same in return. So that disappointment and that breach of trust, I think that was probably the biggest thing that really got to me.
Yeah.
It's not nice, man. It's not nice, eh?
Let me ask you a difficult question then on that. Have you forgiven yourself for letting them into your life?
Yeah, definitely. I just obviously said to myself, hey, just be more careful next time.
How do you be more careful? Like, what things can you do or say?
Run a like a FBI test on them first. Oh my word, that's not even possible. I don't know, just be careful. I think take more time, and just take it slowly, just take it slow, a little slower, and make very sure, don't be, you know, all in too soon. Okay. Yeah.
Have you met anybody new recently? And if you have, did you at some point feel like or think a thought of, what if they disappoint me?
Yes.
Did that happen to you?
Yes. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. So now it's like lingering in your mind when you meet someone new, whatever, you're like, what if this is also a wolf in sheep's clothing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always that little reminder.
You're almost, in a way, it could be like a form of labeling, you know, where you're kind of pre-labeling people before.
Yeah, but then you remind yourself, hey, no, this is a different person. Give them a chance, you know?
Yeah.
Because we can't generalize and say that everybody's the same or whatever. But I think just be careful and just protect your heart, and also maybe don't go into stuff with expectations, because you will most definitely be disappointed. People don't live up to expectations, and maybe they shouldn't live up to the expectations, you know. Don't have any expectations. I don't know.
Yeah, because my next question would be, you know, what could you learn from those situations that would help you let go of the disappointment or...
Yeah, that would be the answer. Don't have expectations. Yeah, I think to sum it up would be, don't have expectations. Go in with an open mind and give them a chance. Everybody is an individual, you know. We're not all the same.
Because that's a very dangerous part of what our mind could do, you know. Because so each day we wake up and we think there's like a blank slate in front of us, right? I'm waking up tomorrow and it's a new day, it's a fresh day, I can be whoever I want to be. But in reality, so let's say tomorrow you meet somebody new as well, and you're thinking, I'm going to love meeting this person, they're going to be so good. But what could happen, you know, if you don't deal with the emotions that have happened in the past, like that baggage, if you don't deal with perhaps a belief has formed for you that new people you meet now will end up disappointing you. You know, that could be a belief, and your beliefs are your filters, right? So what could happen is the next day you're going to wake up thinking, oh, it's going to be an amazing day, I'm going to meet this guy, it's going to be wonderful. But by unintentionally labeling them, you know, or not dealing with the disappointment, forgiving yourself, what you're doing is you're painting the past on the blank canvas. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
So true. So
you're
true.
You're painting like that past disappointment, that past like belief of, these business people are going to disappoint me, or don't have any expectations, perhaps. Like if you feel that in a negative way, you're kind of looking at the day ahead. But what you're doing is you're putting on what's happened in the past onto the present and re-experiencing the same thing.
Wow.
So next time you meet somebody, you re-experience the same thing. And sooner or later, you get to a point where you're like, you know, everybody in my life just ends up disappointing me.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Because every time you meet somebody new, you tell yourself they're going to disappoint you, and then they will.
So, yeah. Wow, that's so true, eh? And so powerful. So just go in with a clean slate. Don't paint the past on that canvas.
Even so, bring the past into the present. So you've had this experience, someone disappointed you. Close your eyes. You don't have to do it now, but whenever you have time. If this could apply to any situation, any emotion, just quickly close your eyes and just imagine you're at that event again. Just look at yourself in that event or like dealing with that person, maybe that moment where they disappointed you. And just think like what could you learn from it? No, like we've done now, we've just had an open-eyed discussion about it. You can totally do it with your eyes open. But just think about that moment. What happened? You know, think of what you can learn from that, because once you learn from it, you can tell yourself like more empowering, more positive things, which then like not rewrite the memory, but rewrite your experience or the meaning you've got from the memory. And so that'll ensure that in the future, you don't put that label on other people you meet, right? So you just, because otherwise that's what baggage is. It kind of builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up, because, you know, you keep putting the past baggage on the present, and then the past baggage becomes more and more and more. So my advice would be for you, for your situation or anybody who experiences something similar, you know, learn from your mistakes and those emotions, so that when you think about that moment, you kind of, you feel positive. You know, you can even imagine yourself meeting a new person and saying all these empowering things about them and about yourself, so that, you know, you kind of train or practice for it to make sure, especially because it's an important part of your business, so that it doesn't happen again. This question is something that I read about this week, and I wanted to get your take and anybody else who has a perspective on this. Actually, I think it would be cool for some audience participation. The question is, what is confidence? Like, what is self-confidence? What is confidence? I read about this and I saw it in a video this week, and obviously the person who made the video had, you know, perspective on what confidence is. And I think it's a very important question, because a lot of us, everybody wants to be confident, right? But, you know, if we never define what confidence is, how will we ever know when we're confident, right? So what do you, like, for you, what does it mean for you to be confident?
I think confidence is when you're so, happy inside yourself, and you're happy with yourself, and also in your abilities, and you don't doubt yourself. And that's how you kind of sell yourself to people. They can see that you don't doubt your abilities. You know what you're capable of. You know what you're worth. And that's how you go out and show yourself to the world. I think that's confidence, probably. Yeah. But there's also a fine line between confidence and arrogance, because sometimes, you know, people can come across as arrogant or self-absorbed or have an ego problem if they're too confident and show show off their abilities. I don't know. There's kind of like a fine line, right?
There is, yeah. And the tough thing about that is the line, the control of the line isn't always in your hands.
Mm.
For example, I might think I'm confident, only confident, not arrogant. But somebody else who listens to me would be like, what is this guy saying, thinking he could change my life? How arrogant is that? somebody could say, and again, that's not in my control. It might not have been something that I've said. It just might be their perception of people with confidence or people saying certain things, you know, could be from past experiences. But that's the tricky thing. Like, confidence is within, it's an internal quality that you display outwards, which then is also perceived by other people, and they attach meaning to it as well. So it's like it's like a dance, you know, it's a very fine line as well.
Yeah, it's hard, eh? Because you know, not having confidence is not sexy. When you see somebody who doesn't have confidence, or they doubt themselves, or, you know, it's just not attractive. So it's nice to see someone with confidence, you know, and you can see it in the way they walk, even in the way they talk and present themselves. But then you also get, as you said, that line, you know, because sometimes people look arrogant. They just come across as arrogant, too self-assured, you know.
I have two more questions. So do you think confidence is like a general thing, I am confident, or do you think it's context specific? Would be my first question. And the second one, is it easier for people to find confidence or to see confidence in others than in themselves?
Okay, let's start with the first one. Can you just read that one again?
Do you think confidence like a general, like blanket statement, I'm confident? Or is it like, or do you think it's a more context specific, you know, nuanced thing?
Yeah, I think probably, isn't it a bit of both, really? Can it be?
Could be. A lot of things are like that in life.
Yeah. I'm feeling
the
like
the way I see it, for example, you know, if I were to ask you, hey, Ian, let's do a radio podcast, you'd be like, yeah, sure, man, that's easy. And if I ask you, hey, Ian, can you, I don't know, coach that guy quickly for 30 minutes? Or, hey, Ian, can you, what else? I don't know, give everybody a speech about how to hold chopsticks. would you be confident about those different things? That's where I'm thinking confidence is very, like, context specific.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the final question?
Do you think it's easier for people to see confidence in others compared to seeing it in themselves?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. Why do you think that is? Probably because we judge ourselves more harshly than what we judge others.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always easier to, you know, look at other people and what they do than introspection, than looking at yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, depends. I suppose it depends on the person as well, whether you're able to look inside and so on. But yeah, it's definitely easier to spot that confidence on the outside. But then you should be like, hey, I want to be like that.
True. I think let's leave the confidence conversation there. I hope some people can weigh in on this. Because I've got two kind of questions for people. I'd love people to weigh in on the WhatsApp line.
Mm-hmm.
The first one would be, you know, asking, what is your definition of confidence? If you've got a unique viewpoint or just something you want to add to the conversation, I'd love to hear that, actually. And the second question would be, which is related to confidence, it's quite a bit more challenging, would be, ask yourself, at what point in your life did you stop encouraging yourself the way that your parents might have done when you were a baby? And I want to use the example here of like a little child learning to walk, right? When you learn to walk, you fall down a lot of times, but your parents don't hate on you, right? They keep encouraging you, they keep, you know, motivating you to keep going, to follow through failure until you reach success. But I think what happens for a lot of people is we learn to walk in different situations in our life. We try different things and we fail. And the conversation we have with ourselves is so negative that we can't push through that failure anymore. I think that that's something that could really be hurtful to one's life. So yeah, just a challenging question for anybody out there who wants to think about it and answer and respond. At what point, if you feel like you have low self-esteem, at what point do you think in your life did your conversations with yourself change from, woo, you can do this, like I can do anything, to maybe I shouldn't do this? Yeah.
Mm. Those are nice questions. So yeah, we'd love to hear from our listeners. I'll give you the WhatsApp line again, 061-253-0670. Andre, that was brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you as well. Thank you for being open and willing to be my guinea pig.
It feels like I was in a session with you now, and then we had all these people listening in.
Totally confidential. Nobody will hear about this.
Yeah, this is leaked audio.
Thanks so much. I had a wonderful conversation.
Thanks so much to you.
Yeah, if you want to find me, you can go to my website, andrenelcoaching.com. You can make a free coaching session booking right there. Or you can send me an email at andre@andrenelcoaching.com. And specifically to that person who asked about coaching for their child, I'd love to hear from them as well if they're listening.
Andre, thank you so much. This was another very great session, and I'm already looking forward to next week's one. Same time, same place.
Me too. I love it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ian. Andre. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Moving from stuck to unstoppable is an empowering journey when you're working with a great coach. So take the opportunity and tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on eRadio SA with me, Andre Nell, Mindset and Life Transformation Coach. Propel yourself into the realm of your untapped potential and break free from the invisible chains of your limitations. Book a free discovery coaching session with me by heading over to my website, www.andrenellcoaching.com. See you there.